Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his way back to New Delhi after successful three-nation tour. Holds meetings with 31 world leaders and heads of organization during his visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. President Draupadi Murmu urges citizens to adopt nation-first approach to make India a developed country, inaugurates cultural exchange event Lok Manthan in Hyderabad. At least 10 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. All preparations in place for counting of votes for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra tomorrow. Counting to also take place for bipoles in two parliamentary constituencies and 46 assembly seats in different states. And in cricket, India were all out for 150 in their first innings against hosts Australia in opening match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is on his way back to New Delhi after completing his successful three-nation visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. More from our correspondent.
On the final leg of his visit to Guyana, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the country's National Assembly and interacted with the Indian diaspora in the capital, Georgetown. The Prime Minister also attended the second India CARICOM Summit in Guyana and met with the leaders of CARICOM member countries. The Prime Minister also held delegation-level talks with Guyanese President Dr. Mohammed Irfan Ali and was conferred with Guyana's highest national award, the Order of Excellence. The Commonwealth of Dominica also bestowed its highest national honour upon Prime Minister Modi. Earlier, on the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi attended various sessions of the 19th G20 summit in Rio de Janeiro. Before that, during the first leg of his visit, Nigeria also honoured Mr. Modi with Grand Commander of the Order of the Niger. With Anupam Mishra's report, Aishwarya Rai Nigam, News Desk.
Prime Minister Modi's whirlwind tour was marked by a hectic flurry of bilateral meetings in the three countries. Mr. Modi participated in 31 bilateral meetings and informal interactions with global leaders during his three-nation tour. During the visit, Mr. Modi held a bilateral meeting in Nigeria, 10 bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the G20 summit in Brazil, and 9 such meetings in Guyana. Amongst the bilateral meetings in Brazil, this was the first meeting of Prime Minister Modi with President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto, Prime Minister of Portugal Luis Montenegro, UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, President of Chile Gabriel Boric and President of Argentina Javier Milei. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today met his Japanese counterpart General Nikitani on the final day of his three-day visit to Vientiane, Laos. In a social media post, Mr. Singh expressed confidence that the partnership between the two countries will play a significant role in ensuring a free, open and rules-based Indo-Pacific region. The two sides reiterated the importance of defence industry and technology cooperation between the two countries. Mr. Singh also met Defence Secretary of the Philippines, Gilberto Teodoro. He said the Philippines is an important partner in our Act East policy and Indo-Pacific vision. He said India is strongly committed to further strengthen and expand defence cooperation with the Philippines. India has expressed disappointment at the shift of focus from adequate climate finance enablement to emphasis only on mitigation at the plenary session of the 29th Conference of the Parties, COP29, at Baku in Azerbaijan. The Environment, Forest and Climate Change Ministry, MOEFCC, said India aligned its stance with the statement made by Bolivia on behalf of like-minded developing countries. Delivering India's statement, MOEFCC Secretary and Deputy Leader of the Delegation, Lina Nandan, reiterated India's stand that the process of the fight against climate change has to be guided by the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change and its Paris Agreement as the Global South continues to face the intense impacts of climate change. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized the need to adopt nation-first approach by all citizens to become a developed country. The president was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the fourth edition of Lok Manthan, a unique cultural exchange event in Hyderabad this morning.
भारत को पुनः श्रेष्ठतम राष्ट्र बनाने के लिए देशवासियों की मानसिकता को एकता और शिष्टता के सूत्रों में पिरोना हम लोगों का कर्तव्य है। मेरे विचार से एक विकसित राष्ट्र के निर्माण के लिए सभी देशवासियों में राष्ट्रों को सर्वोपरि मानने की भावना का संचार करना अनिवार्य है। लोक मंथन द्वारा सभी भावना का संचार किया जा रहा है। ये विकसित भारत के निर्माण की दिशा में अत्यंत सराहनीय कदम है।
The four-day Lok Manthan serves as a platform for dialogue, reflection and cultural exchange, spotlighting global tales of resilience and preservation. The event is being held for the first time in the southern part of the country. Several ancient and preserved religious communities from various parts of the world, including West Asia, are joining together at the unique cultural exchange. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the midday news. In Chhattisgarh, at least 10 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Sukma district today. The gunfight broke out after a joint team of Central Reserve Police Force and District Reserve Guard launched a search operation in Konta area of the district on receiving intelligence inputs about the presence of Maoists in the area. During the operation, a gun battle ensued in which 10 Maoists were killed. Security forces have recovered the bodies. Apart from this, a huge cache of arms and ammunition has been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. In August this year, Union Home Minister Amit Shah had announced that left-wing extremism will be completely eliminated from the country before March 2026, and the action in Chhattisgarh is a big success in this direction. Sources said 257 Naxalites have been neutralized, while 861 have been arrested and around 800 have surrendered in the country since January this year. All preparations are in place for the counting of votes tomorrow for the assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra, along with by-elections in 46 assembly seats in different states and parliamentary constituencies of Wayanad and in Kerala and Nanded in Maharashtra. The counting will commence at 8 in the morning and results are expected to start coming around noon. Postal ballots will be counted first. Elaborate arrangements have been made by the Election Commission for smooth conduct of the counting process. By-elections were held on 31 assembly seats in different states and Wayanad parliamentary constituency in Kerala on the 13th of November. 15 assembly seats in parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra went to polls on the 20th of this month. In Jharkhand, 81 seats went to polls in the state in two phases, on the 13th and 20th of this month. Talking to Akashvani News, Senior Superintendent of Police of Jamshedpur, Kishore Kaushal, said three-tier security arrangements have been made around strong rooms where all electronic voting machines are kept.
पूर्वी सिंहभूम जिले में मतगणना स्थल की सुरक्षा को लेकर चुनाव आयोग के द्वारा दिए गए निर्देशों के अनुरूप पूरी तैयारी की गई है। प्रथम स्तर पर अर्धसैनिक बलों की प्रतिनियुक्ति की गई है, द्वितीय स्तर पर जो राज्य सशस्त्र बल है उनकी प्रतिनियुक्ति की गई है और तीसरे स्तर पर जिला बल के जवान लगाए गए हैं। इसके अलावा पर्याप्त संख्या में QRT फोर्सेस लगाई गई है और चूंकि काफी बड़ी संख्या में लोग जैसे जैसे रुझान आना शुरू होते हैं तो जमा होने लगते हैं, तो उसको ध्यान में रखते हुए भी स्पेशली QRTs बनाई गई हैं और एक ट्रैफिक प्लान भी चौक आउट किया गया है।
Our correspondent reports that counting centres have been set up in all the 24 district headquarters of the state.
Counting of votes will begin at 8 a.m. First, the counting of postal ballots will be done. After that, counting of EVM votes will start. As the trend starts coming, the electoral fate of several political heavyweights will be unlocked, including Hemant Soren, Babulal Marandi, Sudesh Mehto, Jairam Kumar Mehto, Champai Soren, Saryu Roy, and Banna Gupta. This time, several seats are in tight contest, including Dumri, Mehgama, Jamshedpur West, Bokaro, Jamtara, Chandan Kyari, and Nala. If we look at the results in 2019 assembly elections, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha secured 30, BJP 25, Congress 16 and ASU 2 seats. With KK Lal, Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In Maharashtra, voting was held in a single phase on 288 seats and for the lone by-poll to the Nanded parliamentary constituency on the 20th of November. We have more from our Mumbai correspondent.
The counting of votes will take place at 288 counting centres across the state tomorrow. For the bipoll to the lone Nanded Lok Sabha seat, a single counting centre has been set up. According to the Chief Electoral Office, 288 counting observers for the Legislative Assembly seats and 2 counting observers for the Nanded Lok Sabha constituency have been appointed. The counting of votes will begin at 8 in the morning and first the postal ballots will be counted. Political parties and candidates have been informed in written by the Chief Electoral Office. The sealed strong rooms will be opened in front of the contesting candidates or representatives appointed by the nominees. The CCTVs installed in the counting centers will have a close eye on the counting process. Kunal Shinde, Akashvani News, Mumbai.
At the 55th International Film Festival of India in Goa, on the second day today, over 70 films are scheduled to be screened, spanning various genres, languages and countries of production. And we are now joined by our correspondent Durgesh, who is covering the gala event in Goa. Durgesh, where are you at the moment, and could you share some insights into the special events of day two at IFFI?
Alpha, right now I'm at Film Bazaar, which is one of the major attractions and events of the IFFI Film Festival. And as I speak with you, I can see a large number of people associated with the filmmaking, their production, and other aspects have come together at single platform. There are both formal and informal meetings going on in different parts of this large venue. Also, this platform provides a chance to chances of collaboration at multiple layers. Some of them we spoke to have said that this platform has proved to be fruitful for them as they have got what they came for. And apart from this, Valsa, one of the most anticipated moments of the day is going to be IFFI Parade, which is scheduled for the evening today. The parade will start from the Entertainment Society of Goa office and will culminate at Kala Academy. Last, the Sky Lantern competition, which will be held along the parade route, is promising to add the magical touch to festivities. Participants will also have the chance to win cash prizes. Valsa.
Right. Thank you, Durgesh, for bringing us those details. Moving on, the Supreme Court today sought the response of the Gyanvapi Masjid Committee to an application filed by Hindu worshippers for a survey by the Archaeological Survey of India of the sealed area of the mosque, the Wuzu Khana. It was claimed that a shivling had been found in this area. The air quality in Delhi NCR has shown minor improvement, with an average air quality index AQI of 379 in the very poor category as of 1 p.m. today. The India Meteorological Department has forecast Delhi NCR likely to experience smog and shallow fog during the night and morning hours over the next 2 to 3 days. In cricket, the first test match of Border Gavaskar Trophy between India and hosts Australia is underway at Perth. In their first innings, India were all out for 150 runs. The visitors got off to a weak start, with debutant Nitish Kumar Reddy being the highest run scorer with 41 runs off 59 balls. Australia were 37 for 4 in their first innings when reports last came in. In badminton, men's doubles pair Chirag Shetty and Satvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy will face the Danish duo of Kim Astrup and Anders Karup Rasmussen in the quarterfinal of China Masters in Shenzhen today. In men's singles, India's star shuttler Lakshya Sen will take on Denmark's Anders Antonsen in the quarterfinal. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his way back to New Delhi after successful three-nation tour. Holds meetings with 31 world leaders and heads of organization during his visit to Nigeria, Brazil and Guyana. President Draupadi Murmu urges citizens to adopt nation-first approach to make India a developed country. Inaugurates cultural exchange event Lok Manthan in Hyderabad. At least 10 Maoists killed in encounter with security forces in Sukma district of Chhattisgarh. All preparations in place for counting of votes for assembly elections in Jharkhand and Maharashtra tomorrow. Counting to also take place for bipolls in 2 parliamentary constituencies and 46 assembly seats in different states. And in cricket, India were all out for 150 in first innings against host Australia in opening match of Border Gavaskar Trophy in Perth. And with that, we end the midday news.